get a glimpse of the deeper deep. I get a glimpse of the deeper deep. Just one glimpse of the deeper deep. And my soul is at peace. I get a glimpse of the deeper deep. I get a glimpse of the deeper deep. Just one glimpse of the deeper deep. And my soul is at peace. I get a glimpse of the deeper deep. I get a glimpse of the deeper deep. Just one glimpse of the deeper deep. And my soul is at peace.
And I'm just now trying to get used to doing this, and now I have a whole new piece to work with, and it's throwing me off this morning, so bear with me. I still have to figure out what to do with my hands now that I don't have the microphone as my crutch. Will you join me in the welcome prayer this morning? Welcome, all who are here, welcome. Now I invite you to take a breath, and as you breathe, notice yourself as you're breathing. Now say with me, welcome my whole self to this moment, my mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self. Welcome. Now again, I invite you to take a breath as you breathe, noticing your breath as a way of becoming present to now. Letting go of yesterday or tomorrow and being where you are. Being where you are in body, being where you are in mind, emotionally, being present to now, and spiritually, bringing your whole self into presence and attention to this moment. So breathe again. Children, you can do this with us. Breathing, using your breath as a way of becoming present to this moment. Now say with me, welcome, Spirit of the Living God among us, welcome. Now again, an invitation to take in your breath. And together we willingly enter communion one with another. Welcome.
Divine voice speaks.
to the place where we understand words aren't needed, a gentle guiding hand finds us in the quiet. It's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard and understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand the words are needed, a gentle guiding hand finds us. It's in the quiet, it's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard and understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks.
Our reflection this morning comes from Luke 14, verses 25 through 33. I invite you to go to the text and read that and then reflect with it yourself. This is my personal reflection, and I'd love to hear what you thought when you go back and read the text and then hear this reflection. I'd love to hear what you think about it. When you give yourself over to being guided by the divine nature within you, the things that once seemed so important aren't as important anymore. When you build your life as a response to divine guidance, discernment of the ways of the Spirit of God, your heart transforms and you begin to see life with a new set of eyes. The realization that what you once thought life was about, what our culture teaches us makes life fulfilling, it isn't that at all. When those you love most don't understand your new way of being and living life, it can cause a lot of misunderstanding. You change and they don't seem to evolve with you. Why? Why can't they see what I see? You might say. That's not your work. Let the work of God be the work of God. Your work is to be as you've been drawn to be. Let the Spirit of God lead others in their own time and in their own way. You be you. And trust that is enough. You are enough. Now go in all your enoughness and be as you are. Children, I'm going to invite you to go ahead and go up to your classes now. We're going to be practicing the welcoming prayer. When you meet back up with your parents after the service this morning, you guys can talk about the welcoming prayer and what we're doing. I think it's actually a really, really great prayer for children to learn, especially teenagers. The reason I chose the welcoming prayer this morning is because I've heard it talked about three times this week by three different people. I heard my own self and then two other people talking about how the welcoming prayer helped them in instances of anxiety. the anxiety that was shared was around waiting during medical procedures and how anxious we can become in those situations. And both people were sharing with me how the welcoming prayer was very helpful during that moment. The welcoming prayer was birthed out of the centering prayer meditation practice. The centering prayer meditation practice that we do is when we take that 20-minute sit, and the welcoming prayer is what we can carry with us day to day, an active prayer when we're not able to, you know, turn on our timer and take that 20 minutes for ourselves. This is a way to enact those same responses of returning, but in the moment you're finding yourself in. So we practice the method here at church kind of in a long way so that you can get connected with the rhythm of the practice. But as you go about your daily life, you can begin to shorten this practice and say, you know, I'm focusing, feeling the moment, saying welcome to it, and then praying those letting go sentences. So I hope you'll carry this with you throughout the week ahead. I can tell you that personally, in the week that I had last week, it was invaluable for me to be able, in those moments of high stress and anxiety, to go to this method and say, it's not always easy, right, to say welcome to what is. But what is already there, and if we can welcome it and pass through it rather than denying it and trying to go around it, we can have breakthroughs. We're welcoming the Spirit's action within ourselves and in our lives by doing this type of prayer. So I'm going to invite you now to attend again to your breath for a moment as a way of bringing yourself to present moment awareness before we begin the practice. And as you attend to your breath, I invite you to sit comfortably in a way that you feel well supported. I recognize that we come in through the doors of our community with all sorts of things going on in our lives. And so to ask you, in the midst of what life circumstances are going on for you, to bring yourself into a state of inner quiet and inner silence. I know that that can be challenging, but you're well supported here as a group and as an individual. So trust that you've been placed in this moment for your well-being. When we enter into meditation, it takes a great deal of trust to do that. So I thank you for trusting us to help you. So breathe. And notice yourself as you're breathing. Breathe in the natural rhythm of your breath without changing it if you can. You may need to begin by taking a deep breath and then returning to your natural rhythm. But beginning to notice yourself as you breathe helps you to become conscious and helps you to become aware of this present moment. So as you breathe now, feeling your breath pulling through your nostrils, down your throat, feeling your chest expanding and your abdomen, allowing the wave of your breath to gently and carefully and calmly bring you to present moment awareness. Ask you to think of a situation or circumstance or a person, something that you experienced this past week that caused you to have intense energy, whether that was a negative energy, an afflictive experience, an anxiety experience, or whether you had an ecstatic experience, something you would label a positive experience. Whatever that was for you this week that you can name for yourself now, I want you to go back to that moment and remember it. Bring it up in your memory and begin to ponder that experience for a moment. As you ponder that experience within yourself, I'm going to invite you now to focus intently on that moment and really feel within your body what that moment felt like for you. How does it feel when you remember it? As if you're living it again almost. Really feeling the experience within yourself. As you feel it, take one more step into it and really sink down into the experience. This is a position within yourself, mentally, physically, and emotionally, where you are saying, I'm non-resistant. I'm not resisting the experience as it happened. So again, focus, feel, and sink down into it. Now that you've pondered the experience, you've focused with it, you've hopefully allowed yourself to feel it and sink deeply into the experience. Now I invite you to say welcome to it. It's almost like you take a step back from it, you look at it, with your mind's eye, you could even put your hands out toward it and say, welcome. And when you do this, it's like you're breaking a barrier almost within yourself. You say, welcome. And saying welcome positions us to invite the spirit's interaction with the circumstance we're finding ourselves in. So welcome. It's an open-handed response, even when the circumstance is difficult. We say, welcome. Within myself, I'm inviting this experience to be as it is. Welcome. Notice how you feel within yourself as you're inviting this open participation now with the circumstance. You're opening the window for wisdom and discernment to happen now. You're breaking out of a pattern of response and you're pausing now and you're saying, oh, welcome. And without thinking about what we're saying, then we say our prayers. I let go of my desire for security. I let go of my desire for control. I let go of my desire for affection. I let go of my desire to change the situation. I let go. I let go. I let go. Take this with you. It is a friend and help in our times of trouble. Amen.
The divine is in you. 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 There's fear in there too. And that shame and anger too. But deeper through the divine is in you. The divine is in you. The divine is in you. The divine, it's in you.
Good morning. God's blessing upon you. Hearing my son-in-law's experience of starting a new job and trying to figure out the mixed messages about dress code, I thought I would tell you, if you're a newcomer here, today's picnic day. And so you are welcome to dress like this anytime you come. I won't typically. If you would, let us stand up together and turn to someone nearby you, pass the peace of God, the blessing of the Lord one to another. Good morning. How are you?